You call us up.
I think I do. I think I do on that one.
What's the letter?
I think it's a number.
I think it's a number.
Okay. It's a letter, or they ask you for a letter.
Yes. What letter comes next?
So you have to guess anything from the alphabet.
That's up to you.
What comes? What's the letter that comes? Okay, I'm thinking about it, but it's gibberish.
Gibberish.
But it's a letter. G.
G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I correct?
No. But okay.
You know what? It's fine. It's okay. Anyway, if you do know the answer, do text us on 0979192485 or 0955-997-997.
Hit after hit. We are Power FM. Wake up to the best in music, news, entertainment with Power Breakfast. Your favorite weekday morning show on Power 91.3 FM, Beast TV, Channel 92 on Topstar, and live on Facebook.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema challenges Africa to develop digital platforms capable of measuring size and performance of economies.
ACZ urges assistant registration officers to exercise professionalism during mass voter registration exercise.
In international news, World Bank upgrades sub-Saharan Africa growth forecast over inflation drop.
And in sports news, Makinka unveils 44 young Chipolopolo boys for Dubai camp.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakaina Sakala.
And I'm Chris Wanji.
President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized the need to develop digital platforms capable of measuring the size and performance of African economies, noting that the continent continues to be undervalued due to global assessment tools that do not fully reflect its economic realities. Delivering a keynote address during the third Digital Government Africa Summit yesterday under the theme Accelerating Digital Transformation for E-Government, President Hichilema said that more precise economic assessments would enable African nations to engage in high-value global transactions and attract increased investment. He further called for the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, to be fully digitalized to facilitate efficient trade and enhance inclusivity among member states.
Felix Mutati stated that technology should not only focus on providing infrastructure and connectivity, but also create equal opportunities for all citizens. He noted that initiatives such as the Smart Village Project demonstrate the potential of digital transformation to deliver quality education and services even in remote parts of Zambia, adding that the project is currently expanding to reach more areas. The Digital Government Africa Summit has brought together policymakers, innovators and experts from across the continent, representing more than 500 delegates from 26 nations to discuss ways of advancing digital governance and transformation in Africa.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has urged assistant registration officers in Southern Province to remain professional and uphold integrity as they prepare to begin the mass voter registration exercise. A total of 116 officers drawn from various districts across the province have been cautioned to conduct themselves responsibly and avoid any actions that may compromise their integrity or that of the Commission. Speaking in Livingstone during the official opening of the assistant registration officers training, ECZ Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi, representative the chairperson Mwangala Zalumis, said it is important for officers to serve the interests of all Zambians who wish to register as voters. Mr. Chipenzi emphasized that the mass voter registration exercise is vital as it ensures that very eligible citizens have the opportunity to be heard through the ballot. He noted that the Commission does not expect to receive reports of incompetence, especially after the comprehensive training session being conducted as part of preparations before field work. Mr. Chipenzi further reminded the officers to uphold professionalism, impartiality and accuracy in their work to ensure that all eligible citizens are captured in the voter registration ahead of the 2026 elections.
We expect you to behave above board. We want you to reach everyone who is eligible to be registered. No one should say I was left out. Nobody. You are in the field to register people and not to leave people, because you don't only bring disrepute to the people that you have left, but also to the Commission. It will be bashed left and right that you have left them, because as you are going out there, you carry by the spirit of the Commission. This moment is more than a routine training. It is a moment of national preparation, a call to serve, and a renewal of our shared duty to ensure that every eligible Zambian is given an opportunity to be heard through the power of the vote.
The mass voter registration exercise will run from October 13th to November 11th, 2025.
Within a separate development, Zambia Association of Indigenous Tour Operators, ZATO, President Patson Chifumbe, says the country's tourism growth is being slowed down by poor policy implementation and a lack of support for new ideas. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Chifumbe said that while trade and tourism shows help to display what is already available, they fail to embrace new players to enter the market or attract new investment. He explained that most exhibitions only promote existing products instead of showcasing new opportunities for investment. He added that there is need to create platforms that focus on investment rather than just exhibitions. Mr. Chifumbe said that for Zambia's tourism sector to grow, government officials and administrators must begin supporting innovation and fresh ideas. He pointed out that many creative people struggle to get the ideas accepted because some officials do not embrace change. He called on those in leadership to change their attitude and create an environment that encourages creativity, investment and participation in the tourism industry.
We may exhibit and people showcase, but when people begin to look for opportunities and apply to establish these opportunities, or rather take charge and establish themselves in these given opportunities, there is a component that comes into play. The policy and the administrators, they have a lot of influence on what happens. The shows are good, especially the shows for me is basically to exhibit what is already existing. They are not exhibiting what is not there. So they are place for promoting what is already in place. So when it comes to investment, it's a completely different thing. We need to find a platform that should be talking about investment. But we really need to cite what are those opportunities. But what encourages investment is those that are sitting in these offices should be able to embrace innovation and new ideas and support them.
In international news, on Tuesday, 7th October 2025, the gruesome trial of pig farmer Zakaria Olivia and his employee William Musora resumed before the Polokwane High Court. The case has rattled the nation for its shocking allegations that two women were shot and their bodies fed to pigs to conceal the crime. Earlier in the week, the state formally withdrew charges against one co-accused, Adrian Rudolph de Wet, after he agreed to testify under South Africa Section 204 procedure. De Wet now faces prosecution, dropped only if the court finds his testimony frank and honest. During prior proceedings, De Wet claimed he was coerced by Olivia to dispose of the victims' bodies in a pigsty. Following the shootings, Livia and Musora deny responsibility. The victims reportedly scavenging for expired dairy products on Olivia's farm.